Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Political pundit wisdom at this moment generally finds Democrats around the country face a tough electoral environment this fall. But in one area, there's really no place to go but up. There is only one female Democratic governor in the country, New Hampshire's Maggie Hassan. Advocates are determined to build on that number, and as WBUR political reporter David Scharfenberg reports, their best opportunity might be right here in New England.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey,
I'm well.
Nice to see you.
Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley is shaking hands at a busy Fitchburg diner. It's just the latest stop in what she hopes will be an historic campaign. Jane Swift served as acting governor in the early 2000s, but Coakley wants to be the first woman elected to the job. At the diner, she talks health care and the economy, but when she visits a pair of elderly women, she trots out a favorite line from her campaign.
When I graduated from law school, my dad gave me a plaque that said, "Sometimes the best man for the job is a woman."
Massachusetts voters seem to agree, at least so far. Coakley's got a sizable lead in the early polls. Other women running for governor in New England are showing similar strength. To the north, New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan has the edge in her re-election bid, and to the south, Rhode Island Treasurer Gina Raimondo is running neck and neck for the Democratic nomination. Stephanie Shriok is the president of Emily's List, which raises money for Democratic women candidates across the country.
When you think about the grouping here of New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island, we've really seen a change, a momentum of women stepping up and running.
Emily's List is active in six gubernatorial races this year, and half, the more promising half, according to the polls, are in New England. That the region is front and center is no great surprise, says Marnie Allen. Allen is the director of Political Parity, a project aimed at increasing the number of women in high-level office. Her research suggests liberal states are more likely to elect women to prominent positions. It also suggests a multiplier effect.
Once a state elects one woman to high-level office, a second woman is more likely to succeed in that state.
Massachusetts elected its first female U.S. Senator, Elizabeth Warren, 2 years ago. New Hampshire has an all-female congressional delegation and a woman in the governor's office. In Rhode Island, the glass ceiling has proven tougher to crack, but Gina Raimondo is the strongest female candidate in years. On this night, Raimondo headlines a fundraiser for a women's homeless shelter.
The event is Women Helping Women, and that's the theme. My mother always said, if you want something done, ask a busy woman.
Raimondo made her name pushing pension reform through a strong union state. She's running as a candidate who can work collaboratively to get things done.
You know, people have said to me that, you know, women are better at getting everybody together, overlooking the politics, just focusing on a solution. I certainly know that that's my skill.
Advocates hope that good government sheen will be especially attractive this year. Rhode Island recently saw its Speaker of the House, Gordon Fox, resign in the face of a criminal investigation. But the high-powered women at the fundraiser, like Bank Vice President Stephanie Preston, suggest a broader mix of record, values, and yes, sisterhood are behind their support for Raimondo.
I'm not voting for her just because she's a woman, although I am biased. We are phenomenal.
But finding a favorite female candidate is a bit more complicated than it used to be. In Massachusetts, there are two women running for governor, both Democrats. Juliette Kayyem, who was a Homeland Security official in the Obama administration, was the first in the race. And Emily's List offered some initial help. But when the better-known Martha Coakley hopped into the five-way Democratic primary, Emily's List backed her and suggested that Kayyem step down. Kayyem says clearing the field is the wrong way to go.
The strategy of one woman at a time has not worked well for state house runs for Democratic women. We have one female Democratic governor in New Hampshire, so why not try a different approach?
Emily's List says it takes races on a case-by-case basis, doing whatever makes the most strategic sense. Sometimes it stays out of a primary, sometimes it gets in. This time, the group is betting on Coakley and Raimondo and Hassan to make New England the center of a female gubernatorial revival. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.